I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun. Yes, I like to laugh. I like having fun to meet people who laugh.
Good morning, good Saturday to you, good Shabbat.
Shabbat Shalom.
What's happening, Olivia? It's total chaos. Total chaos. We've stepped back in time.
It looks like we're on now. Okay.
All right.
Here we go. Let's run it.
Live from Glendale, California, it's Wait, Wait, Don't Kill Me. With me, your host, Peter Segal.
Peter Segal.
Yeah, do your goddamn announcer voice.
This is Bill Curtis.
Ah, forget it. I just want to just contextualize, because one of the things I want to talk about today is, yeah, can we get David Wayne's fucking camera angle right? You have this all this technology. Yeah, poor David Wayne. Up, up, up. You're a director, right? Do you want to direct this? Can you please?
Right there, boom.
You
locked
suck.
In. Do you like center punch?
I like to center punch if I'm like going for the punch.
Yeah.
Sometimes you want to go to the side.
You want to create a little composition that's interesting.
If you want the tension in the mise-en-scene.
Yeah. But we do want to also acknowledge that you'll be doing some card tricks for us.
If you want.
Sleight of hand. And that will require an addition. Why don't we have a whole other camera here. Watch this. Bing. Down below.
Boom.
Okay. There you go. There's your B cam. David Wayne is here. Mount Rushmore of alt comedy. No.
I would say that to you.
Well, then we're both up there.
All right.
There's room for more.
There's four of us.
Today we're going to pick the Mount Rushmore of alt comedy.
Can't wait.
There's just room for two others if you two are on there.
Right.
Okay. That's true.
David Brenner.
Alt comedy.
I don't.
Yeah, it's a little off. A little off center.
Jim Brewer.
Goat Boy. Well, there's a whole list. We're going to have a big
list.
We'll
talk about it.
And we'll whittle it down. Just like the carver on the mountain whittled it down, carved it down.
The irony that you say carver, George Washington Carver.
Created
the Mount Rushmore.
No, I don't think so. Listen. It's chaos. What's the Patton Oswalt's great line?
Oh, and welcome to the show.
That's how he starts all his stand-up specials.
Yeah.
Oh, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. I'm Patton Oswalt.
Yeah, let's get into it. Then he goes, let's get into it.
Yeah. I haven't worked on my Patton in a while, but he always like comes out. If you listen to Patton, he's always like, welcome to the show. Let's get into it. You know, it's like, that's his thing.
Yeah, and then he does the news.
Yeah. But not exactly. It's never exactly the news. It's always just a little bit to the left.
Like, it's like the news from Mars.
Yeah.
You know?
He'll put his spin on it, and then it makes you see the news for what it is because he's got that prism.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, you got to start the show.
No, I do have to. Good morning, everybody. Welcome. Happy Saturday. I pour a cup of Joe. I'm already out, but. It's just going to be, it's a weird, well, first of all, let me just explain. Producer Matt passed away last night.
Just like that.
He's gone. And good riddance. No, Matt is down with the flu. What are you looking at? You're watching the show?
I like to peek into the control
room. It's exciting,
and see,
right?
How the sausage is made.
You came in here. Olivia's sitting in the captain's chair. Best of luck to you. Smooth sailing. So far, not so great.
Yeah, not kind of bumpy.
It's been rough.
It was like the movie Broadcast News when I came in here.
How about when in Broadcast News, the sweat?
Everyone was sweating, yeah.
Yeah. Albert Brooks. Got to be one of your heroes.
Absolutely.
Vic also passed on last night. Matt and Vic.
Vic.
Murder-suicide situation. It was very sad. To get that news.
Vic Berger.
Also, Wes is out. Luke is out. We have a bunch of newbies running the show. It's like the animals have taken over the zoo.
Thank God I'm here.
Yeah, I know. And thank God you got a good attitude. Because the first thing David said when he came in was, This is so inspiring. Now, you've changed that perspective, I assume, now.
It's evolved, I would say.
But the great one, David Doug Lusenhop, is here.
Good horny.
And you're only doing horn and alarm sounds today. Is
that's
that
all,
your...
That's all they, that I can get to work. Matt that's, usually gets the other ones working.
Oh. Well, let's do this. Let's welcome a Zoomer to the show to make sure that side of the equation is equating to success.
Bring in a Gen Z person.
Yeah, we'll get the youngest person on Zoom. Let's bring him in. Okay? We're throwing you into the deep end, Olivia. Who do you think?
I don't think her mic is on.
You got to do the talk. There's like a talk button, right?
Is it the old standby, the press to talk?
Yes.
Okay. So
it's like the cough button.
I've heard about that.
Go ahead.
Great. I don't know where it is.
Bring Matt into the Zoom so he can help tell you.
Matt.
Calling all Matts.
Hi.
Producer hey, Matt, hey, shame on you.
Now I'm getting excited. It's true. This is heaven.
It's heaven, all right. Is this the worst opening to a show that's ever happened?
Well, it was okay from this side as a viewer. We heard the theme song. I think you probably didn't.
How does Olivia
there's a little
talk?
Box. There's a little box with a 1, 2, 3 on it or something.
Okay, now next clip the red wire. Don't touch the green one.
It's the box with the 1, 2, 3.
There must be a look at that black box there, right there. Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, flip that dial to 2.
Oh, flip it to 2.
Okay.
Now you're live.
There you go. And talk into the mic.
Hello.
Talk into the mic. Okay. Goodbye, Matt.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Good luck.
I have someone.
Okay, who's there?
Let's do Mike.
Mike. You're out.
Mike McDowell, is that how you say your name? Can you...
Get out!
Mike?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Mike. Oh, my God, it works.
Oh, that's Mike McDowell.
It works.
You know Mike.
I know him now. He loves a misfit.
Mike, your framing is worse than David Wayne's.
How so?
He's right in the center. It's fine.
Well, you can go tight.
Yeah,
you could do more like a head shoulder. That'd probably be better.
I just don't. I just want to show all my synthesizers and stuff. Look at all that stuff, man.
Cool. Where are you calling from?
Redondo.
Redondo Beach.
Nice.
I think so. South of Hermosa.
Okay.
You did an okay job making your bed today.
Let's see.
I know.
I would say B minus.
Too tired.
How come you're not at the beach? Living up the beach life.
It's cold.
I just got done with so many tests at school. No time for the sand.
Oh, you got finals?
Yeah, I'm in law school.
Law school? We got a smart audience.
Yeah, but if he's finished with the tests, now would be the time for the sand.
Yeah, now's the time for the sand. Good point.
So I guess I don't just jump out of those things and go straight to the beach.
You need to decompress.
Exactly.
All right, do you want to play a quiz?
Sure.
Now I'm getting excited.
Give me something, Doug. For 100 points. This Georgia senator held on to his seat this past Tuesday. Is it A, Raphael Warnock, B, Reverend Ron Simmons, C, Herschel Walker, or D, a warlock?
It's got to be a warlock. Must be a warlock.
No, Dave, you want to steal?
I'm gonna go with A, Reverend Warnock.
That is correct. 100 points.
Thank you.
All right, anything else I can help you with today?
Yeah, I know that I got called on randomly, but I actually had something in mind, which is why I got on the Zoom. I really love how you guys always play those YouTube videos of people fucking up on stage.
Okay, like I know what he's talking about. YouTube.com.
Yeah,
if you've heard of that website. Now, I'm talking about like this, like footage that you've shown of like Robbie Krieger and people like that.
Yes.
Like, having really weird performances.
Hashtag fail.
Exactly. Well, I'm a huge fan of this Green Day video called One Fucking Minute, where Billy Joe just has this total meltdown, ends the show, and is super pissed because he runs out of time. And I don't know if that's something that you guys want to watch together, or if I could recommend that one as a possible entry into the canon. That's kind of why I got it.
Can we get some of our experts on that?
I think I have this drop somewhere, but
we'll put it on the.
I've seen it. They're kick. He's at a festival and he's out of time.
Exactly.
And he's having a hissy fit because he wants to stay on stage and keep playing his songs.
Sounds like it'd be. Kind of fun thing to see.
And he tries to like make the climax of it that he's going to break his guitar like rock star style, and he just can't do it. Like he just starts swinging and it just hits the stage and just like pops right back up. It's the funniest thing in the fucking world.
The funniest thing in the fucking world?
He is a rock star.
Have you seen any of David Wayne's project?
Do you want to hear I have an audio. I have a drop of that. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
1 minute fucking left. You're going to give me fucking 1 minute? Fucking tell you something. Let me tell you something.
All right,
I've been around since fucking 1980 fucking eight.
Not that long.
Irrelevant.
You didn't give me 1 fucking minute? You gotta be fucking kidding me.
What is the point of the 1988? What? How does that?
He's just lived it. He know you're not gonna. I'm just not some new kid you can boss around.
So, however long you've been around is how much more time you should get on stage. Okay.
Yeah, you earn.
There's
time.
A calculus.
You earn time. But my pushback is this: I have a slightly different angle. These shows are big, organized productions. I've done lots of live shows. You know going in what the deal is.
Not to mention you have a tour.
Yeah.
Which is terrific.
Thank you. The tour is terrific.
Yeah.
But there's no doubt in my mind that somebody on the Green Day staff, the manager, tour manager, people, they know about the curfew. Assuming this is an outdoor venue.
Yeah, it's a big outdoor festival.
So
if it's time to go, it's time to go.
You know, Coldplay has to get up there and put their stuff together.
There are rules. Well, I'm a believer in rules.
You know, that there's
he's
a reason,
the reason why he ran
business.
Out of time.
Yes.
Yeah, his fault. But you know
what? Backstage, there's a piece of paper printed out with numbers on it. And it dictates when the show's going to start and when it's going to end.
You know, people are getting, a lot of those people who work in a concert venue, and most people do not know this, are paid by the hour.
A lot of them are. Yeah. The security, the vendors, and merch people.
Almost nobody knows this.
And they're not getting overtime if Billy Joe decides he wants to do another encore of...
Welcome to a new kind of tension.
And if you want to know music business sort of lingo, OT for overtime.
Also, I would say, he's having a bad day. He should... Why do we want to relive his trauma and put a spotlight on that? Poor Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. All right. Thanks for the tip. I want to shout out David Wayne, who's joining us in the studio in a few minutes. He's here. First of all, you are... I mean, it's weird because you're like a little older than me in the comedy scene. Yeah, like you came earlier.
I was ahead of you for like a
five
couple
years.
Years.
Yeah. Or maybe more. I mean, because you guys started really young.
Yeah.
Did you start too young?
Maybe.
Is the state too young for you?
Well, we did this. We were on it. We had our own show on MTV in my early 20s. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was too early. I didn't appreciate it.
I didn't appreciate it. You know what? I'll be honest with you. I didn't appreciate it.
That sucks. Sorry you had to go through that.
No, it was a great launch pad.
Yeah.
I didn't appreciate it. I didn't, there was no reason to go negative here, but when the state came out, I was not paying attention to it for whatever reason.
But you were probably too young.
I don't think I was too young. It was in high school.
Okay, well, then I don't know why.
And only when I got a little older and I saw the Stella shorts.
Right.
Did I go, holy cow.
Well, and then... Subsequent time has shown that that would be something that would be up your alley.
Yes, of course.
And I remember you came up to us and gave us one of your early DVD samples
at
one of our shows.
Eric did.
Yeah.
Eric's, you did a tour, a Stella tour.
You're Tim.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's no, Tim.
I get, it's always like Siskel and Ebert.
Yeah, I know. I get called Eric. I get called Eric all the time, and I think he does get called Eric as well.
I get that.
But yeah, I think Eric saw went to go see you guys. We were obsessed with the Stella shorts. This is before the Comedy Central show,
right? Yeah.
You guys were making shorts.
We had a nightclub show in Manhattan that we did every Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And we would just that day or the day before shoot a little short that was like, oh, here's what we did this afternoon, wearing our same coat and tie that we were wearing to the show.
Yeah.
And they were really stupid, and we thought they were just to show the audience that night. But then they ended up getting passed around first on VHSs, then on DVDs, and then eventually on internet. And,
they were really a DVD, like, bootleg. Did you put them out officially at the time?
Well, they were put on this thing called ComedyNet.com, where they were on a little tiny postage stamp size stream that you could watch.
Right.
But that was nothing. But it was really the DVDs getting passed around.
Right.
And then,
cut to tape.
Yeah.
And you, so Eric gave you guys one of our DVDs.
Yeah.
And you guys did watch it.
Oh, and we watched it immediately, and we were like, holy, because, you know, people hand us stuff all the time. And then we watched this one, and we're like, oh.
Ooh.
So these guys are, going to run the industry.
They got something. Well, I think by that point, Bob Odenkirk had already scooped us up as his little babies.
But then Mike Black got involved with you guys on some level, right?
I don't remember if,
You don't?
I know that there was, kind words, but I don't think anyone was in any position to help us.
And Odenkirk's truly. Doing great, too.
Diarrhea. What's he been doing?
He's doing great.
Yeah, okay.
He did the movie How to Go to Prison. He directed that.
That's right.
He's doing great.
He did another movie with Will Ferrell. I mean, Will Forte. That's really good. The Brothers Solomon.
Yeah.
Let's start with some tough
And then
love,
acting
right?
gigs, I guess. He's
doing, yeah, I think so.
But not only, then Stella got a TV show.
Yeah.
Which was also great.
I loved that. I loved doing that.
Yeah.
That was in 2005 on Comedy Central. Can't watch it anywhere.
Can you, it doesn't, it's off the internet.
It's off the, I mean, if you go to davidwayne.com, you might be able to find some bootleg links.
Have you been to davidwayne.com?
I check it out every so often.
So,
right on
Let
schedule.
Me see what's up with davidwayne.com right now.
Oh boy.
Let's see the last time you updated. People aren't doing their own websites anymore. I have a website, nobody goes to it.
I know Amazon has
a website.
Oh, this
is pretty updated, I have to say.
Yeah.
Because you've got Jam Band Show. Are you doing this live?
Yeah. A bunch of my old dad friends, we get together in the garage.
I watch the videos.
We just play covers for fun. But then it became a thing where I put little clips on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then now we're going to do a live show in San Francisco and another one in L.A. In January.
I'd love to buy a ticket.
For you, I can work on half off.
Thank you. Half off. This looks like a lot of fun. I've never been invited to come by. I am a dad.
You're almost too pro, but
okay.
I'm going to
say... You got some pro fucking
there's
people
some pro,
in there.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And the truth is you're way invited.
Okay.
I wish my garage was like this, though.
Well, let me talk about this garage, though. What are the neighbors saying about these jam sessions?
They are surprisingly nice about it. The one guy came over and said, I can really hear it from many houses away.
Yeah.
But he's like, it's nice to have some activity in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
It feels like community. And I'm like, great.
Yeah, you're not doing it in the middle of the night.
And they all know, everyone knows the song, so they're happy about it.
Yeah.
But one night I was just practicing. My drum set is actually an electronic thing, so it just sounds like thumping.
V-drum. Yeah, yeah.
And my neighbor next door texted me, and he's like, could we quit the practicing for tonight? Normally it would be fine, but my bedroom's right next to your garage.
Because all they're hearing, they're just hearing that.
Yeah, which is the worst sound of the world.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a lot of issues with sounds right now in my life. A lot of issues.
No, I'd love to hear. I want to know.
Well, I have a leaf blowing situation next door.
Oh, no.
It's not great. My son has had, and we've taken him to the doctor and everything. That's what he's got.
I was trying to illustrate.
Yeah, you knew where that was going. Mm-hmm. It is, and... I don't want to reveal too much because then people are going to chime in with what he
It's not about getting personal.
Well, we are going to get deep.
I'm saying it is. It's about getting personal.
Yeah. no, get that fucking leaf blower out of my head.
You know, in Mad Magazine, there was a lighter side of thing.
Lighter
side.
This
was probably in the early 70s where this couple lived in the city, and it was loud sounds of traffic and everything. They wanted to get out.
Yeah.
They moved to the suburbs, lawnmowers, leaf blowers. You know, so
You're screwed no matter what.
You're trading one problem for another.
Anyway, I'm just glad that Mad gives a space for the lighter side. Because a lot of their stuff gets pretty dark.
Right.
And
they really do go dark too often.
Yeah, and cynical and grotesque and offensive. You know,
the lighter side of suburban life.
Yeah, let's just chill and have fun with stuff.
But your son,
his son's just hacking up. Oh, no. And some of it's like psychosomatic, I think, and sort of, you know, like he just gets into this mode of coughing and it starts to get like, you know.
I have a tip about this.
Okay.
When my son has something like this, I say, you go into his room and you're like, you go, dude, you must stop.
And he stops?
That works?
Yeah, always.
Well, okay, I'll try that. I haven't tried that.
If it doesn't work, I'm like, my friend. You must chill.
My friend, it's enough.
Yeah.
Drop it. Stop coughing and go to bed.
Like, buddy, stop.
I had a charming conversation with him this morning, though, because he's really into The Simpsons.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah.
Cartoon.
That's the greening piece.
Yeah, the greening piece. And he's telling me just about plots and stories and... But he's obsessed with the Simpsons ride, which is at Universal.
Sure.
He hasn't gone on it.
I took my son on it when he was too young, and it traumatized him. And he's 15 now, and he still is like, why did you do that? Why did you do that to me?
Well, that could happen. But he's watched, you know, on YouTube, there's all these, like, you can watch the ride.
Yeah.
And so he watches all these rides. Seems not the most exciting
thing.
But he was explaining to me, like, the plot in The Simpsons where... Krusty is framed for the whole sideshow Bob story.
Homer Simpson here.
And he's explaining to me like how Bart found out it was sideshow Bob. He's six.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the best conversation. I'm so proud of him. Because The Simpsons are great.
Amazing.
And it's cool that like a six-year-old gets it and thinks it's funny. He's talking about Itchy and Scratchy, how funny that was. He said, it's inappropriate what they do to each other.
That's great. You make me sick!
Let's take another Zoom. Let's do City of the Day.
Your family is better than my family. Your beer comes from farther away than my beer. You and your son like each other. Your wife's butt is higher than...
What's that?
That's Homer.
Oh, it is Homer.
He sounded different in season one.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I pay my taxes.
My kids haven't really
cheated
in Simpsons yet. They watch Bob's Burgers every episode over and over.
Are you on that show?
I am on that show.
Yeah, yeah.
Most people
I wish I'd see you act more, but you like directing.
I would love to act more.
Am I on? Yeah.
I was just on The Sex Life of College Girls.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, okay. Were you being a creep? What were you playing on that show?
I'm always cast as a super creep. I literally, they cut most of that out. I just go up to the main character of the show and I'm like, hey, we should fuck sometime.
Oh my God. And are you,
to use a four letter word?
Yeah, we're using it. We're using it. On Saturdays, we get to curse on the show.
Your son, the kids are probably nearby.
They're around here somewhere.
Wait, say it again.
Say your line from the show.
Oh, hey, we should fuck sometime.
Oh, I missed it.
I'll try it again.
I'll try to get...
Hey, we should fuck sometime.
Okay, there we go.
Maybe you can do one where you go sometime.
Hey, we should sometime.
That was good.
Cool.
All right, we'll cut that out. We'll cut that in.
When are we going to go start the live... the show.
We're live.
Oh.
We're live.
This is the show.
Hello.
Your hair grew back in quick.
Yeah, I shaved it for Halloween.
Yeah. Is it public that you shaved your head?
It's public. I was dressing as Walter White for Halloween, and so I completely shaved my head for the first time in my life, which was kind of exciting.
Razor thin.
And now it's...
razor shave?
For those who are watching way in the future, now it's December 10th.
Yeah.
And it's growing back.
Because I saw you at the Weird Al premiere.
Yeah.
Great. I mean, were you happy to see that
My
movie?
My name is Walter
was
Hartwell
funny?
White.
I loved seeing a big, dumb comedy. We just don't have those.
Why don't we, David? I want to talk comedy with you.
Comedy feature films are just becoming a weird non-entity for the most part.
What was the funniest? I mean, I guess it would be the Weird Al movie, like the last very funny movie you saw. And I don't want you to hurt anybody's feelings.
Definitely. No, without question, the Weird Al. And before that,
nothing.
I don't know.
People call in and let me know if you've seen a funny movie. lately. You
know, I'm talking about, there are many movies that are funny, but movies that are comedies first and foremost.
Big, like dumb just
actually
comedies.
All about being funny, not that many.
You know what's a great one? This is going back a little bit. The Ten.
That's right.
The Ten is, I think, one of the, maybe, I'll say the top 10 funniest scenes of all time.
What's
you know
that?
What it is?
Well, there's 10 main sort of right. stories in the 10.
Most of them don't work, but the one that...
That's what my parents said.
Yeah. Well, Wet Hot American Summer is very funny, too. Even yeah. the series. But I think, for my money, one of the funniest scenes of all time is It's a Goof.
Yeah, yeah. You can watch this on YouTube in pieces, but the movie...
That also doesn't exist.
The pieces... the 10 is not accessible at all. It's there's a guy in Florida who owns the rights to the movie The 10, and he's sitting on it and won't like make a deal to distribute it or put it up streaming or even.
You know
download.
What? I did years ago. Bought it like on Apple TV or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the movies I have okay. in my library.
Oh,
so
that's
I'm
good.
Gonna rip it and put it up on YouTube.
All right, good.
On my official channel, and change the credits slightly.
Do what you got to do. To me, it's about telling stories.
But if you, yeah, and however it gets out there. You yeah. know what movie, and Matt, is Olivia?
You can watch
are we
the,
going
it's
on
a
and
goof
on
YouTube, I think. For
it's
people
a
who,
goof.
Like,
it's a
I want
goof.
To see the best thing of all time, you can see it.
I feel like that has informed me and inspired me in so many weird different ways in what I do and what we all do. Okay.
Oh, I guess it's time to wrap this up.
Yeah, I mean, really. I'm enjoying this.
And I feel it's Billy Joe from Green Day.
From Green Day. Doug?
I've been around since
Doug, have you nodded off yet?
87, by the way.
This is a nice weekend morning kind of
That's
chill.
That's what I'm saying.
More of a chill.
I almost feel like I should sit down.
You could sit in Vic's chair.
I sit in Vic's chair. But let's do the city of the day because that is a tent pole of
the
show.
Oh, I don't have that song.
Can I just say, I have been around since 1969. And you're saying we have to stop this right now? Let's just I feel like I deserve more time.
I made a because I've been doing some acting on this TV show the past few weeks, and I'm
nice.
I think my strongest comedy bone is on set jokes.
Oh yeah,
not when we're rolling, but just clowning around with
yeah.
the actors.
Sure,
I'm very good. At that.
Tim, can I come on set and film like a little,
first
shoot
of all,
a little
I
side
almost
movie?
Only speak in a British accent because I want to like pretend that I'm a British actor uh-huh. who does a very good American accent when I start my acting work.
No.
But do you want me to stand over here?
No.
Is this all right? Can we go?
No right. fucking way.
Hey, everybody, how are you?
You look all right,
yeah, I'm making up lingo to tell the crew
yeah.
what to do.
And I'm always like, what if we go up? Right.
When we were doing the state, we had a manager who would listen to us just clowning around with each other in the writer's room, and he would always come in and say, "You guys, this is the best shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you need to be doing. Like not the stuff you're writing.
You can't capture it. It doesn't. There's no way to capture it." City of the day is.
Are we not going to play it? All right. Okay.
Hold on, I can play it.
Okay, we don't sound up.
People love this.
Yeah.
I think people love when things aren't so great. Perfect, right?
It means that there's a human element.
City of the day. Hey, much more to say. Let's all play. City of the day.
City of the day.
Justin. Aragon, if that's how you say it.
Just in time.
Wait, don't Speak you do up. The ad first? It doesn't matter.
Well, there was no, it did play. There was no music.
we have a sponsor. I forgot. We
yeah.
have to read the sponsor.
Sponsor.
The City of the Day is sponsored by Jummies Growling Gummies. This season, this holiday season, let your family know how hungry you are with Jummies Growling Gummies. These fun-shaped gummy suppositories force microbubbles of gas upwards into your gastronomical tract, creating loud rumbles through your abdomen. So when the chef of your family hears your tummy roar, their pride will soar. These gummies come in an assortment of fruit flavors, but you won't be able to taste them, so the flavors don't really matter. Our product is guaranteed to make your stomach growl louder and longer than the leading brand. Be sure to eat within 45 minutes of gummy insertion, or sustained violent belching will occur. To tamp down post-meal wind, we recommend popping in a Jummies Degas gummy. So you got a gummy going in the back, down the gullet. Office Hours listeners get 2% off when they go to www.abdomen.bubbles/streaming and use the code word MakeMyTummyRumble. So make your family proud with Jummies Growling Gummies. Okay.
I'll check it out.
Want to hear the jingle?
Jummies growling gummies make my hungry tummy growl. Wow, one in my tummy and the bubbles rumble. Abdomen. Mommy's happy when she hears my belly scream. Hungry. To tell my post meal when I pop in a Jummies Degas gummy. Okay. Another classic. And now we're putting out your jingles as a big summer release next year.
That's a good idea.
On Warped Records.
Warp Records?
Yep. They're putting it out.
That's an edgy name for a record label. I'm in.
Warped.
Yeah.
Oh, they're like, tell us about Warped Records.
Warp. It's just Warp.
Thank you.
Oh, they, you know, that's the...
Chemical Brothers?
Prestige electronic music British label.
DJ Shadow?
I don't know. Mm. Because it seems like your sense of humor is a little warped.
It is.
So that's where I...
People are like, huh?
I don't get it, but I like it.
I like when people say, this happened to me at a PTA dinner, a PTA holiday party.
Mm.
My wife is very involved in the PTA. And I made an appearance. I showed my face, just to be polite.
Yeah.
And this one woman is like, oh, yeah. She's like, I love your wife so much. She's so great. She does so much work, and she's just a great soul, a great person. And I looked her up on the internet, and I saw that she used to act. And then she goes, and I saw you. I saw some of your stuff too.
That was the end.
That was it. Okay. And I was like, you know, when you just dive in randomly, you don't know what you're gonna get, and I'm sure it's like hard to understand.
I'm always afraid my kids, when they're too young, are going to find those Stella shorts.
Well, so they don't know?
Well, my older 15-year-old, finally, I showed him one.
Because some of those get a little, shall we say, inappropriate.
Yeah, highly, I would call it problematic.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Anyway. They will find my shit. They will find my shit, my children. All right, who's the city of the day, Olivia?
Justin
Aragon. From the valley.
Justin, Oregon.
Okay.
Justin.
Hello.
How long is this going?
Hello.
Hi, you two.
It is.
Wait.
Hello. A long time listeners, first time callers.
We're really excited about the city of the day.
Well, how
it
can we?
It is.
Oh, go ahead.
Monterey Park, California. Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God. It's. You know what we are operating here, David, I'm understanding? It's a local broadcast.
Oh, I thought the city of the day was Justin, Oregon.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Is there a town in Oregon called Justin?
I just that's what I was just told. I don't know.
Oh, that's funny.
Justin Aragon.
Yeah.
Aragon. Where are you?
City of the day is Monterey Park, California.
Great Chinese food in Monterey Park, California.
I've been there.
That's right.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Real Tim Heads will know that it's the
you just keep interrupting you.
Filming place.
Go ahead.
You can't finish.
Go ahead.
I think they just crashed. This was their final image.
Oh, Doug, please.
Oh, man.
There's
I'm
so
sorry.
All right, we'll let you go. Thank you for the report. Monterey Park, California. And I think what you're about to say... I'll finish your sentence. It is the filming location of many scenes in Mr. America. All right.
Yeah.
Get Luke, can we mute them, please? Thank you.
That was so bad.
Can you hang up on them, please?
Wait, let's listen to them talk. This is interesting.
I once listened to my father, who was in his 80s, and his wife talking. They butt-dialed me, I heard them have a conversation for an hour, and it was really wild.
It was with your father and who?
and his wife.
Okay, not your mom.
Not my mom, his more recent wife.
Right. Did you feel like weird, like eavesdropping on
them? I was so interested, though. Yeah.
What were they saying? Anything
Well, they
nasty?
Were talking about Saturday Night Live. And, you know, he's like, it's just not, I just don't get it. What's funny? Why is that supposed to be funny? I was waiting for them to say something more personal, but it didn't really come up. But it was just weird to hear, like, that uncensored, you know, conversation just
going
through them.
It's funny, I got into this weird, dark, but fascinating YouTube hole the past couple days. I'm a history buff. I don't know. Are you a history buff?
Yeah.
I'm not convinced by that answer.
I like history.
Yeah.
Hardcore history.
Hardcore history. Dan Carlin. The best.
Best.
I got so mad because I was listening to Elon Musk's roundtable thing the other night where he had all these idiots on there talking to him. And they were like shouting out Dan Carlin. I'm like, I don't want you to like that. I like that. Get away from it. But it's so good. How can you? But anyways, on YouTube, somebody, I guess it was aired a while ago, but somebody put up the entire Kennedy assassination as it was broadcast.
Oh, wow.
In real time from, I think, NBC News, not the classic Cronkite CBS,
right.
Which I've seen many times. Hey, you've seen that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's all condensed into like the highlight moments. But this starts from like, we interrupt this program to bring you news from Dallas. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's an old-fashioned.
Yeah. And we're receiving reports that there's shots fired at the president in Dallas. And then it's just like, you know, like people. And then just, it's like 6 hours long.
Amazing.
Because time, you know, you don't know everything right away. They're waiting for reports.
I've watched that similar thing they have for 9/11, where you can see it happen in the first moment of like something's happening.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen that. This is really cool because the technology is so what would you say? It's so
nascent.
Nascent?
That's pretty good.
It's early television.
Infantile.
Infantile. So you have like them they're on the phone trying to connect the phone so that people could hear it. Mm. And they have one of these like boxes that you put up to the phone so they can hear the thing, but it's like feeding back and it's not working.
We're not far away from that today's.
No, exactly. I know. We haven't grown that dramatically, but and then I watched like a bunch of that. It's just, first of all, I have to hand it to some of those old timer broadcasters. They're so professional and stoic about it and serious about it. And then I watched the Robert F. Kennedy assassination, which is very, that was so crazy because they were already live broadcasting his convention win, right? So they were like there. It happened. It happened seconds after he walked off stage. Yeah. And all the cameras were already there and everything.
That's just chilling.
But really he was alive for a while, for several hours, where they didn't know if he was going to live or die. So they brought him to the hospital, and they're like, he's in very serious condition, but they're operating on him. And that went on for hours, waiting to find out what was going to happen.
Oh, God.
Tim, what's your favorite assassination?
Oh, that's a good question.
McKinley.
McKinley's a funny one.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was essentially an accident.
I didn't know that, actually.
No, I don't know.
Now, this Ding Ding or Sing Sing is still alive, right? Sirrah.
Now, what's interesting about watching it in real time, I'm not a real big conspiracy buff guy, but conspiracy theory guy, but it is weird watching in real time because there's these initial reports, some guy saying well, there was this other guy and he ran off. And there's three people saying that. So you hear this, real time, immediate first reactions. And then there's this weird thing where when they show they replay the recording from the ballroom where it happened, where it didn't happen, it happened right off the stage, but running off. there's a shot and then there's a minute. And then there's the four other shots.
In RFK?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's that about?
I don't know. Somebody watching knows, and they can link us and send us down dark rabbit
holes. Maybe someone watching knows and has never spoken about it until now.
It's time to come out of the shadows. Hey, is the hotline up?
Yeah. Maybe it was Deep Throat.
Hotline?
Yeah, we're going to take a hotline call here.
Oh, cool.
And if you have questions for David Wayne, I think you're open to answering some.
Yeah, caller, whatever you need to hear about.
Okay. hotline.
I'll answer anything.
Kit 214.
From the Knight Rider show. Kit.
Hello. Kit, you're on the air. How's it going?
It's going so good. David Wayne, Tim Heidecker, Doug Lucenhop, three of my comedy heroes. Honored to be talking to you. Thank you.
A comedy Mount Rushmore.
It looks like now we only have one space left.
Had a question, actually a suggestion. David, you were telling an anecdote earlier in the show about all the noise of the city needing to escape it, getting into the suburbs, and then lo and behold, it brought to mind a funny phrase I've come up with that I've found useful in those kinds of situations. It's called out of the frying pan, into the fire.
So if I could just recap what I think this caller is saying, is the phrase is out of the frying pan, into the fire.
Yeah. Great.
Great. Yep. Yeah.
That's cute.
Anyway, that was the main thing. Yep. Thank you.
All right, we'll let you go. You want to play the quiz?
Okay.
Wait, he had a question. He had another question?
Sure. I never heard of somebody having two questions.
Yeah, if we have time.
Well, the first one wasn't a question.
That is fair then.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm taking it.
As Larry King used to say on his mutual radio program many years ago, do you have a question?
You have a question? Let us hear it. Now.
How do you all fight burnout? I am a healthcare provider and saw 100 patients this week in clinic.
Oh. Thank you for your
difficult
service.
Difficult time. Thank you for your and also with you. How do you all fight burnout in your life?
That's a great question. I think it's a fair question. Do you ever have burnout?
In the last few years, my way of fighting burnout is to do very little.
Just know that you're in a period of rest or...
And then it's hard to get burnout. You don't do that much.
You rejuvenate.
I do the same thing. I bet this doctor... Are you a doctor?
Physician assistant.
That's not a doctor.
Yeah.
He never said
it. I didn't say it was.
Yeah. Well, I let me just put it to you this way. I have respect for doctors.
Physician assistant. I don't know. But
No, I
do the same thing. I'm just basically halfway retired and I kind of just do less. But if you're a physician assistant, you probably don't have that luxury.
You know how much I love doctor? I still go out there with the pots and pans. I'm clanking, clang, clang, clang every night.
Yeah, I do that every night.
Yeah.
You know, the irony is that...
Do it for an hour.
He's still clanking.
Physician rhymes with musician.
Yeah.
So...
That's why there's that
a lot of
synergy.
Irony there. Yeah.
That is ironic. A lot of people don't understand the meaning of irony, and that's a good way to wrap your head around it. Okay, so burnout. Burnout.
I know that a lot of postal carriers, because their feet hurt from the all day, they'll put their feet in some warm water and watch television.
Oh, that sounds so relaxing.
Yeah.
Do you, what's your, if you were going to do a, if you're going to give a State of the Union on comedy right now, we talked a little bit about this, about the Weird Al movie being an outlier at the moment.
In the feature film world, certainly.
Well, let's broaden it to television.
Yeah.
Where do you see things right now at?
I think that the sort of a lot of the haha comedy, as you might say, is gravitated to TikTok and so on.
Are you on TikTok?
I'm on TikTok.
I want to shout out your series of Instagram videos.
Yeah.
You and Lefty.
I would call those TikToks first and foremost.
Oh, those begin on TikTok.
I upload to both.
Simultaneously,
but I think of them as TikToks that I then put on Instagram.
So do you want people to follow you on Instagram or TikTok to
see
this?
Yes, either.
Either. I was saying this to David before the show that I'm not amused by a lot of things lately. But one of the things I am amused by is your series with this. How do you, what is the relationship of that character? Is it your father?
I'm keeping it open so I can evolve it as it goes along.
Yeah, but you don't know. He's an older gentleman.
An older man who I talk to, a friend of some kind. He's not my father.
No.
His name is Lefty Hovis.
Lefty Hovis. And I was saying, I love these videos. I find them very nourishing and kind of relaxing and soothing. They're funny, but there's a kindness.
There's a positive
energy.
There's
a positive energy to it.
Yeah, and a niceness. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And like there's a technical wizardry happening, which I hope you'll show us through your magic, through your sleight of hand. It is almost that. It's almost like a little bit of a fun little editing magic.
Yeah, I play both characters.
He plays both characters, like Eddie Murphy did in The Nutty Professor.
It's a similar level of technical wizardry at play.
But it's very cute, and I don't usually like cute comedy. I'm more of a hard-edged, edgy.
Yeah.
I love Trevor Noah, which I find to be very edgy.
I'm trying to incorporate more of the Trevor Noah
edge
to it. But yeah, I hear you.
I blew it. This is an example of my...
We can go back.
My onset humor.
Edgy?
You want to try again? We're going again. Take two. Edgy? Action.
I'm talking to the wardrobe person and a fellow actor. So I'm getting a tattoo this weekend.
Ooh.
But I sold it beautifully. I sold that. I hooked them in. Bing, 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 bing. They were like, oh! Because what are you going to say after I say that?
What's going to be? What's the tattoo?
Jon Stewart from The Daily Show. Killed. They dropped dead from humor. But it's all about the sell. It's all about, oh, you're getting a tattoo. You fucking...
Well, that's the rule of comedy that I've learned in my many decades doing it is first you reel them in down that pathway, that garden path, and then you smack them with a pie in the face, right?
Club them over the head.
Right at that moment. If I did a master class in comedy, it would be 10 seconds long because that's all it is.
You have to.
I'd like to.
Have you been asked?
No.
Eric and I always get the temptation to do a parody of that.
Great. I'm in.
Seems like you want to be a part of it.
I would like to be a part of it.
Okay. Let's take another Zoom. Doug, how are you doing back there?
I'm chilling, man. I'm just having a relaxing Saturday morning.
How's the chat?
You ready for Zoom?
Yeah.
Let's do Davis.
I've been chatting.
I'm on the...
Are you talking shit about me behind my back?
No.
Okay.
You would think we would have collaborated much more over these years.
And it's funny we haven't.
I know. That's crazy.
Now's the time.
It's not too late.
It's definitely not too late. No. I was saying to Doug, I want to check me on this, but I think I've only ever seen you in person at premiere parties.
Well, I was on your show for a second.
Oh, that's true. With,
I don't know.
Larry Miller.
Yes, that's right.
Very weird pairing.
Yeah.
But funny.
The shirts.
Reasonable
shirts.
At the premiere, no less.
Who's there?
Davis.
Hello.
Davis.
Hi. Hello. Nice to see you guys.
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. Oh, happy Saturday, mate.
What's the big green case?
What?
What's the big green case behind you?
This?
I thought it was like a big suitcase. Yeah.
I thought that was like a 3-foot-high suitcase by your door.
This is actually a needle. I've been on this show showing needle points before, in fact, but this is a needle point pillow that my dead grandma made of.
What the hell is it?
Is that alien?
It's one of the Independence Day aliens carrying a severed head.
That's amazing.
Your grandmother made that?
That is amazing. Well,
based when I was a kid, yeah.
My mother was a huge needle pointer, as was my grandmother, and they did incredible stuff.
My grandmother did some quilting, but I never saw her do anything involving severed heads. Never.
Well, she didn't love you.
No.
Sorry, that was rude.
How dare you?
So, David, I would like to say you're the best.
That's nice.
You come up in my mind and my life all the time. Just yesterday did I say fucked by an angel.
What's that from?
That, I think, is a reference to one of the Stella shorts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Indeed, sorry, I don't have them memorized.
I would also like to plug here for people who may have not seen it. Medical Police is one of the funniest things.
I haven't watched that.
Thank
yet.
You. Yeah, it came out at a weird moment right before the shutdown, and I think it was really lost in the shuffle, but it's a really funny show that we, it was a sort of in the universe of Children's Hospital, right. But it's its own action adventure comedy, very big, dumb comedy series. And I love it. And
Where does it live?
Netflix.
Oh, it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix, but it just sort of got lost in the shuffle there. And I love this show, and I wish more people would see it. So thank you for pointing it out.
How is it that, if there's a thesis to today's show, it's like checking in on comedy.
Yeah.
With a master.
And let's have more comedy that is because like for laughs.
The same thing happened to us with Moonbase. Moonbase uh-huh. came out right as the pandemic was going. And we were all kind of like, I think this is going to do really well because it's like, it's not super serious. It's silly. It's kind of like the Three Stooges on the moon kind yeah. of thing. And it just sort of landed on Showtime and some people watched it. A lot of people, it just kind of got swallowed up by the algorithms or maybe it sucks. I don't know. I don't think it does. But and then there's like this where it's like, well, it's on Netflix. Everybody has Netflix.
Yeah.
And they're watching the shit out of it. But this show, not so much.
It's also, yeah, our show was about a virus that takes okay. over the whole world. But it was dumb. And it was fun.
I love dumb, fun. You know what I just discovered something. And you might laugh at me for not knowing this. And I feel like I've discovered a new thing that I, you know, it's like neat when you can discover a new thing that you like at this age in our lives. Like you're like, oh, this has been around and I think I like this and I'm going to
see more. Like lavender.
Like the smell and the feeling that lavender brings. But the movies of Preston Sturges.
Oh, incredible.
See, I knew that was going to be the reaction.
Sullivan's Travels, of course.
Sullivan's Travels, I never seen, never heard.
I only relatively recently went deep into Preston Sturges.
This Sullivan's... Okay, wait. Go ahead.
Can I ask a question? Can I ask a serious philosophical question of you comedy guys based on Sullivan's Travels, actually?
Yeah.
Because, so the premise of Sullivan's Travels, for those who have not seen it, is that a guy who directs musical comedies wants to direct
something serious that represents serious. the real hard humanity of what real life is like.
Because as he's claiming to his boss, that's what the suffering people really want and really want to see. However, when he actually becomes a real suffering person, right, and is put in a labor camp and all of this stuff, mm-hmm. what the suffering people want to see, as it turns out, is hilarious cartoons.
Yeah.
And I think that like, I love that movie. The more I've seen it many times, the more I think about it, I think like its thesis around like political art is a little confused.
Yes.
You know?
I agree. And this is a very boring subject for someone that hasn't seen the movie. Mm-hmm. Doug is...
I want to know what the question is. Is there a question?
Well, what do we think about that?
He had a philosophical question.
See, my thought about it is, it is weird. It's flawed, I think, probably, maybe flawed. But the scene in that movie where the prisoners are watching the Mickey Mouse cartoon is so demented. The laughter from these people is almost hard to believe that he's showing a genuine experience. It's almost like insanity is
set in. Wasn't Ben Stiller going to do a new version of that movie?
I know what you're talking about.
Did I get that wrong?
No, he did like a movie a few years ago that was, it was Walter Mitty.
Was that his take on that sort of thing?
I don't know.
Okay.
But he should do it.
He should?
I don't know. But I hear, I don't know. I'm curious. I talked about it with somebody else yesterday because he starts the whole movie off with like, this is dedicated to the clowns, to the people that make us laugh. And I don't know enough about him to know like how cynical and kind of satirical he is. If he's intending that to all be a joke or if he's like sincere about his love of the power of humor.
That's interesting. I haven't seen that one in a long time, so I don't know that well.
And then we watched All Hail the Conquering Hero last night, which is another funny. I'm saying these are like movies from the 40s that made me laugh out loud.
Very funny. It's so cool when comedy does, because so much of it doesn't.
Yeah.
So much of it, most comedy gets lost in time. But
yeah.
When something really still connects, it's incredible.
So that's my recommendation for the day. We have to move the show along. Unless you had one more thing, I'll give you a chance.
Yes, I'll make it so brief. Yeah, sorry about that. So
no, don't worry about it.
Okay, very, very quick. I'm going to move through them because I just have to take this opportunity to say these things to you. Aww. When I saw Stella Live and you said that Eric Clapton's baby fell out of a window into a party, which is why you should play Tears from Heaven to start a party, which I loved. The scene to me from the 10
that is joke when out of context is hard to really sell, but yes,
sure it is. Sure,
I appreciate
it is,
that.
I don't really get it though. Can you explain it? Because I love that kind of joke, but what is the joke?
The idea was that we were saying, what are the songs that make you happy, maybe? And I put on Tears of Heaven, and Mike, one of the Mike says, like, you can't do that because that's a sad song. It's about a guy whose baby fell out of a window. And I said, into a party.
I don't think that's what happened.
No, I don't think I got that right. Yeah, well, let's party.
You know the Neil Hamburger joke about that?
No.
Why does Eric Clapton only use Macintosh computers?
Why?
Because in the past he's had issues with Windows.
Oh my God.
So clever, so clever.
So sad.
Okay, let's give them something to talk about from the 10 when they're mouthing that along in Mumble Mouth is to me like one of the great cinema moments of all time.
Well, Liev Schreiber.
It's fantastic.
And Joe Lucilio, yeah. That's. I wish people could see that movie, The Ten.
The Ten.
I'm working on a way to self-distribute it one day.
Last one, my David Lee.
Somebody owns this.
Hold on one second, sir.
Somebody owns this in Florida. Is it Trump?
Some businessman in Florida.
Trump could be Trump.
Somehow the rights to this movie fell into his lap after all this random stuff, and he's like, won't call me back. But I want to.
Do you think he's offended by the like? He could be like a ultra Christian.
I don't think he's even seen it. I think he just has this. He just
he's got too much to do.
Thing. He's busy with his
spreadsheets.
He's got burnout. Cleaners. He can't deal with that stuff.
All right. What's your final thought?
Okay. Number one, the number one David Wayne moment of artistry to me. I mean, number one in this context for Office Hours, it's a very Rocket Man, I Know You Will kind of moment.
Uh-huh.
Love, Take Me Down.
Sure.
You know your own work enough to know what he's talking
yes,
about?
Yes, he's talking about in Role Models, there's an improvised line in the middle of the movie where A.D. Miles is talking about Paul McCartney, and he's just singing. He's like, he goes, love, take me down to the streets. And then Paul Rudd's character says, that's not a Paul McCartney song. And he's like, no, sure it is. It is. And then at the end of the movie, we did a full produced version
of that
song.
So like a mid-70s McCartney kind of
it's a Paul McCartney and Wings.
Right.
But it's a very weird joke that a lot of people seem to love.
Love, take me down.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. And we're going to take a 5-minute break. We're over the, can you believe that, Doug? The
morning's 11:09 right now.
Yeah, so we're going to take a break. And when we come back, David is going to do some sleight of hand for us.
It's my pleasure.
Doug has a very special slideshow for us.
Hopefully that works.
And we'll take a few more Zooms.
What is the audience going to do during the break?
Use the bathroom.
I have a break song if I should play it, Olivia.
Okay. So we'll be back in 5.
This song comes in from a listener.
We should play Love, Take Me Down if we have it.
Now can you go closer on me for the second half?
Adam Viger sent this in. Let's listen to it.
Are you unhappy with your framing?
I just think it would be better if it was more.
I think
like
so
everyone else's.
It's a problem with the file?
He says yes.
This is not...
Here we go.
I can't turn off the director in me.
This is Steve Harvey, and I want to let you know there's a whole other hour of fun and laughs waiting for you at patreon.com/officehourslive. They're there right now and join for just $5 a month, or $55 for a whole year. You get the compound, the jaw hole full to our episodes and much more. What are you waiting for? Oh, hey, and let's get down to business at patreon.com/officehourslive. That's patreon.com/officehourslive.